This week's Parsha is Parshas Toldos, and we'll start at the beginning of the Parsha, which is in chapter 25, verse number 19. The Pasuk starts, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchok, the son of Avram. Avram holit as Yitzchok. Avram gave birth to Yitzchok. Rashi on the first Pasuk says, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchok, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchok. Rashi says, Yaakov ve'Esav ho'amurim be'parsha. They are Yaakov and Esav that are written in the parsha further on. They are going to be the offsprings of Yitzchok. The question is, what is Rashi trying to tell us by saying that Yaakov and Esav, which are written in the parsha? Anybody who is going to read the parsha is going to see that Yitzchok is going to have two children, Yaakov and Esav. Then why is Rashi saying that the Eile told us Yitzchok, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchok, that they are Yaakov and Esav that are written in the Parsha? And another question that we are going to ask is, why is it written the Eile, and these are told us Yitzchok, the children of Yitzchok ben Avram, the son of Avram? Meaning that Rashi, on the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos chapter 21, verse number 1, where it says, Ve Eile HaMishpatim, and these are the ordinances, asher tosim lifneim, that you should place before them, meaning you should place before the Jewish people, Rashi makes a rule and says, kol mokom shenemar eila, every time it says the word eila, posal as arishonim, it comes to annul, it comes to cancel out the previous ones. Ve eila, when it's written, and these are with the vav, moisiv al arishonim, it comes to add to the previous ones, to the ones written before. Then we have a question. Since the previous parsha, the end of Chayesora, ends with the children of Ishmael, we know that all the children of Ishmael were evil, even according to the opinion that says that Ishmael did tshuva, that Ishmael repented, but nonetheless his children did not repent and they were evil. And by the way, Sefer Eliyahu Kitoif notes that in chapter 25, verse number 12, it's written, Ve'ele told us Ishmael ben Avram, and these are the offsprings of Ishmael, son of Avram. And the word told us is written missing both vavs. There is no vav between the tav and the lamed, and no vav between the dalet and the sav. That normally the word told us should be written in the same way it's written in Bereshit chapter 2, verse number 4, where there it's written, told us, Sof, Vav, Lamet, Dalet, Vav, Sof. But here it's missing both Vavs from the word told us. That means that totally chaser, totally missing. Sefer Eliyahu Kitoev explains the reason is because all the children of Ishmael were evil. They were missing from the told us, were missing from the birth. Meaning that in regards to Ishmael ben Avram, the Ishmael ben Avram did tshuva, his children were totally lacking. Therefore, it's missing the vavs from the word told us. Then we see clearly that all the children of Ishmael were evil. Then we have a question, why is the Torah associating Yitzchak ben Avram to the children of Ishmael? Why is it written ve'ele, and these are told us Yitzchak ben Avram, the children of Yitzchak ben Avram, when with the vav that's connecting the previous story to this one, when we want to completely disassociate from the children of Ishmael, it should be written, Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the children of Yitzchak ben Avram, and not Ve'ela, and not and these are. Another question that we are going to try to answer is Rashi's question. Rashi asks the question, why does the Torah have to write down Avram holid as Yitzchak, that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, if it's already written, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avram, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchak, son of Avram? Why does the Torah have to say again that Avram holed as Yitzchak, that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak? Clearly, if Yitzchak is the son of Avram, then we know that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Then why does the Torah have to stress this point? Rashi, on his first answer, which is in parentheses, says that the reason it's written again, Avram holid as Yitzchak, for you to know that after Hashem called Avram Avraham, meaning after Hashem changed the name of Avram to Avraham, then holidays Yitzchak, then he gave birth to Yitzchak. That's written that Avram holidays Yitzchak, that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, but not Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. The question that we have on this Rashi is that anybody who looks at the Chumash will see that in chapter 17, verse number 1, when Avram is at the age of 99, Hashem tells him to do the circumcision, and then Hashem tells him that your name is going to change from Avram to Avraham, and we know that afterwards he had Yitzchak. Then why does the Torah need to tell me again here that Avraham ordered Yitzchak, that after Avram became Avraham, then he gave birth to Yitzchak? Why is that so important? Anybody who looks at the Chumash will find out that after he changed the name of Avram, then he gave birth to Yitzchak. Why is it important here? Then Rashi gives a second interpretation, and Rashi says that Avram holidays Yitzchak, that everybody admits that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Meaning, Rashi says that the mockers of the generations were making fun of Yitzchak and saying that Me'avimelech nisabra Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech, meaning that all these years that Avram Avinu had relations with Sarah, Sarah didn't become pregnant, but yet Sarah goes one night with Avimelech in last week's parsha, and then she ends up pregnant and she has Yitzchak. Therefore, everybody was mocking and saying that Me'avimelech nisabra Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech. Therefore, Hashem made a miracle, and Hashem changed the facial structure, the facial looks of Yitzchak to look like Avraham. Like that, anybody who looks at Yitzchak knows that Avraham holidayed Yitzchak, that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Meaning that Yitzchak looked identical to Avraham, and that is only possible if Yitzchak was the son of Avraham. Therefore, Avraham holidayed Yitzchak. Everybody is able to see that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. The next pasuk says, "Vayitzchak ben arboim shana." Yitzchak was 40 years old. Bekachto es Rivka bas Besuel Arami, when he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel the Aramein, mi Padan Aram, from the city of Padan Aram, achois Lavan Arami, the sister of Lavan the Aramein, loy leisho, for him for a wife. The first question we are going to ask is, why is it important for the Torah to tell me that Yitzchak is 40 years old when he married Rivka? What is the message that the Torah is giving me by telling that? And then on the continuation of the pasuk, that the pasuk says that Rivka was a daughter of Besuel, she came from Padan Aram, and she was a sister of Lavan, Rashi is bothered, why does the Torah have to say who Rivka was? It's already written in previous parsha that Rivka was a daughter of Besuel, the sister of Lavan, from Padan Aram. So why does the Torah have to say this again? Rashi says that the reason that it says it again, lahagit shvacha, to give praise to Rivka, shehoiso bas rosho, that Rivka was the daughter of an evil man, Besuel, v'achois rosho, and the sister of an evil man, Lavan, umekoyme ansheresha, and her place, meaning Padan Aram, the city where she was, is a city of evil people. Verelamdo memaseyem, and she never learned from their act. Meaning the Torah writes down who Rivka was to give praise to Rivka, that even though Rivka came from a father that was evil, a brother that was evil, and a place that was evil, she was still a righteous person, and she never learned from their actions. The question that we are going to ask, that if that is the whole message that the Torah wants to give me, meaning that the whole message of this pasuk is to tell me that Rivka was a righteous person even though she came from a bad father, bad brother, and bad city, then the Torah should have written this down when Yitzchak marries Rivka. In chapter 24, verse number 67, where the pasuk there says, "Vayveyehu Yitzchak ohela Sarah imoy," that Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent of Sarah, his mother. "Vayikach es Rivka," and he took Rivka, "vatehi lo leisho," and she became to him a wife. "Vayaveha," and he loved her. "Vaynachem Yitzchak achara imoy," and Yitzchak became consoled after his mother. There the pasuk should have written down, Vayikach es Rivka, and he took Rivka, Bas Besuel Arami, the daughter of Besuel the Ramein, Achois Lavon Arami, the sister of Lavon the Ramein, Padan Aron, from Padan Aron, Lo Yisho, for him for a wife, because that is the proper place, because since Yitzchok is getting married to Rivka, the Torah should let me know that even though Rivka comes from an evil place and the brother is evil and her father is evil, nonetheless she's a tzaddikus and she became like Sarah, his mother, and Yitzchok became consoled because of her righteousness. Why does the Torah decide to write this down specifically here, where it's not the first time we mentioned that Yitzchok married Rivka? Why specifically here is that important? As a simple answer to this question, why is it important to say that Rivka comes from a bad family, here is brought by the Ora Chaim HaKodesh, where he says that because of what Rashi brings down in Pasuk number 21. There the Pasuk says that Vayatar Yitzchok Lashem, that Yitzchok prayed to Hashem, Lenoichach Ishtoi, opposite his wife, Ki Akorahi, because she was barren, Vayoter Loi Hashem, and Hashem entreated him, meaning Hashem answered him, Vatar Rivka Ishtoi, and Rivka, his wife, became pregnant. Rashi asks a question, why Vayoter Loi Hashem? Why did Hashem answer him and not her? Rashi answers, Lefi she'enoi doima tfilas Rasha ben Tzadik, letfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik, that it's not equal the prayer of a righteous person, son of a evil person, to the prayer of a righteous person, son of a righteous person. Meaning that the prayer of Yitzchok, since Yitzchok was a righteous person and his father Avraham Avinu was a righteous person, his prayer was going to be stronger than the prayer of Rivka, which is a righteous person, the daughter of Rasha, of an evil person, which was Besuel. Because since your parents have merits and you have merits, when you're praying for yourself, that prayer is a stronger prayer. And Hashem answered Yitzchok because of the merits of Avraham Avinu and his merit. But Rivka did not have the merits of her father, because her father was an evil person. She only had her merits. Therefore, the prayer of Yitzchok was answered and the prayers of Rivka were not answered. Even though technically by answering Yitzchak's prayer, Hashem automatically answered Rivka's prayer, because if they have kids, that means that Rivka also has kids. But nonetheless, Rashi says that Hashem answered him because he was a righteous person, son of a righteous person, where she was a righteous person, daughter of an evil person. And since this is the reason why Hashem did not answer her prayer, it could be that this is the reason why the Torah writes down the introduction that Rivka was the daughter of Besuel Arami, the daughter of Besuel the Ramei, that she was the daughter of an evil person. Because that is the reason why Hashem did not answer her prayer and answer Yitzchak's prayer. Then the Ora Chaim HaKodesh asks that this answer is a good answer, why it's written that she is the daughter of Besuel, but why do you have to write down that she is the sister of Lavan? What difference does it make whose sister she is? Therefore, the Rachaim HaKodesh says that the reason that it's mentioned that she is the sister of Lavan could be that since Lavan gave a bracha to Rivka in chapter 24, verse number 60, where the pasuk says, "Vayvarchu es Rivka," they blessed Rivka, "Vayomru la," and they told her, "Achoisenu, our sister, At tehi la'alfe revava, may you come to be a thousand of myriads, ve'irash zarech es sar soinov, and may your offsprings inherit the gate of its foes." And the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbe, Parsha Beis, Ches, says, Ravida ben Simon b'shim, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, that Rabbi Yudah ben Simon said in the name of Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Mipnei mani sakra Rivka, why was Rivka barren? He answers, Kedei shelo yiyu umos olam omrim, that the nations of the world should not say, Tfiloseinu also so peris, that our prayer, the prayer of Lavan, caused fruits to bear, that the only reason that she had children is because of Lavan, meaning because of the blessing that Lavan gave to Rivka. Therefore, she became barren. Ad sheispalel oleya Yitzchak v'nifkada, until Yitzchak prayed for her. Once Yitzchak prayed for her, she was able to have children. As it's written in chapter 25, verse number 21, Vayeoter lo Hashem, the Hashem entreated him, answered his prayer, Vatar Rivka ishtoi, and Rivka became pregnant. Comes out that had it not been because of Lavan, she wouldn't be barren. Therefore it tells you here that she was a sister of Lavan, for you to know that that is the reason why she didn't have children. Because since Lavan gave her a blessing, and Hashem doesn't want people should say that the blessing of this Rasha bore fruits, and that is the reason why the Jewish people are so numerous, because of the blessing of Lavan. Therefore Hashem made it that Rivka should not have children, and once she doesn't have children, then Yitzchak prays for her, then she has children, and then everybody knows that these children are because of the prayer of Yitzchak. But nonetheless, it's written that she was a sister of Lavan, to tell you why it was necessary for Yitzchak to pray for her to have children, because since Lavan gave her the blessing, she became barren, and had it not been for Yitzchak's prayer, she would not have children. By the way, based on this Or HaChaim, we could say that when it's written Vayeoter lo Hashem, that Hashem answered his prayer, it doesn't come to say, as Rashi says, that Hashem answered his prayer, but not the prayer of Rivka. It comes to say that Hashem answered his prayer, but not the blessing of Lavan. Meaning that the reason that's written Vayeoter lo Hashem, that Hashem answered his prayer, meaning Hashem answered Yitzchak's prayer, is to emphasize that the only reason she had children is because of Yitzchak's prayer, but not because of the blessing of Lavan. But nonetheless, we are going to try to give a different answer why it's written that she was a sister of Lavan and she was the daughter of Besuah. Another question that we are going to ask is the meaning of Pasuk 22. In Pasuk 22, the Pasuk says, Vayisroitzi Abani Bekirba, that the children were agitating within her. And we know Rashi's interpretation, either that the children were fighting each other within her for the Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, the world to come, or this world, or the children were trying to run, meaning when they went through a house of worship, Esav wanted to run out. When they went to a house of study, then Yaakov wanted to run out. But nonetheless, the children were agitating within her, where she realized that one is going to be a righteous person and one is going to be an evil person. Vatoimer, and she said, Imken, if that is so, Lamo ze anoichi, why am I thus? Meaning, according to Rashi, Imken godol tsar hoiburi, if pain is so much, why do I want to become pregnant? And the pasuk continues, Vatelech lidroishes Hashem, that she went to ask Hashem. We have a question on Rashi, because if the interpretation of Rashi is that she was complaining about her pregnancy, that she is having too much pain, as Rashi says, Im ken godel tsar oibur, if the pain of pregnancy is so much, why do I desire to become pregnant? Then why did she go to ask Hashem? She should have gone to ask a midwife, a person who is an expert in pregnancies, but not Hashem, which is an expert in prophecies. Therefore, most Mefarshim explain that Rivka Imenu was concerned because she thought she only has one child inside her. And when she saw that that child is going to a house of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship, and the same child is going to the house of study, she was perplexed, but what kind of characteristic that child will have. Therefore she went to ask Hashem. And the meaning of Im Kain, if that is so, meaning if my child has a characteristic of being a servant of Hashem and a characteristic of being idol worship, Lamo ze anoichi, why am I desirous to have a child like that? Therefore she went to ask Hashem, and Hashem told her that she has two children inside her womb, one tzaddik, one righteous, which is Yaakov, and one rasha, one evil, that is Esav. And Hashem also told her that Shnei Geim Bevitnech, the two great people are going to come out of your womb. Rashi says, Eru Entenunis V'Rebbe, these are Entenunis and Rebbe. And Rashi continues saying, what is the great deal about Entenunis and Rebbe? Rashi says that they always had in their table, either in the summer or in the winter, radishes and lettuce, meaning that they were wealthy men. We have to understand really what's so important about Antonunis and Rabbi, what is the message of that, and what really was Rivka's problem in regards to the pregnancy. The answer that we are going to say is going to be from Sefer Chen Tov, and Sefer Chen Tov first makes a note that even though Avraham Avinu had one good child and one bad child, he had Yitzchok and had Ishmael, and Yitzchok also had one good child and one bad child, he had Yaakov and Esav, but there is a huge difference between the children of Avraham and the children of Yitzchok. Because the children of Avraham Avinu came from two mothers, meaning Hagar was the mother of Ishmael, the evil one, and Sarah Imenu was the mother of Yitzchok. And by Yitzchok, both children come from one mother. Esav and Yaakov both come from Rivka. And in regards to the last question, Sefer Chen Tov says that this is what the question of Rivka was regarding the pregnancy, meaning that the pasuk starts Ve'ele Toidos Yitzchok, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchok. And we mentioned that since it's written the word Ve'ele and these are, obviously it was to connect the children of Yitzchok to the last parsha, and the last parsha finishes with Ishmael. Then we have to understand what is the connection to the children of Yitzchok to Ishmael, and the answer is that in the same way that Avraham Avinu had a good child and had Ishmael, so too Ve'ele Toidos Yitzchok. Yitzchok is going to have also a good child and a bad child. And if you are going to ask me how is it possible that Esav came out of the womb of Rivka, which she was such a great tzaddikus, therefore the pasuk writes down that Rivka was Bas Besuel, the daughter of Besuel, Vachois Lavon Arami, and she was the sister of Lavon Arami. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kaf Yud 110a says, Tana we learned, Rav Bonim Domim Laachi Oem, most children take after the mother's brother, meaning after the uncle. And since Lavon was the uncle, therefore it ended up being that Rivka had an evil child. And Sefer Chen Tov says that that's why Rivka was upset when she realized that she had an evil child within her. Meaning she understood that she has two children, that she has a good child and an evil child. But she asks, Imken, if that is an evil child, Lomo zeh anochi? Why did the child come out of me? Why did I have to be the one to bring this evil child into the world? Why couldn't I be like Sarah Imenu, which Sarah Imenu only had a good child, and the evil child came from a different wife? Why does the evil child has to come out of me? And she went to ask Hashem, because this is not a question that you could ask a midwife. And Hashem told her that Shnei Geim Bevitnech, that you are going to have two wealthy men. And Rashi says those wealthy men are Antonunis and Rabbi. Why specifically did Rashi pick Antonunis? Could be because according to one opinion, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Daf Chof Tes, Antonunis converted to Judaism secretly, meaning that Antonunis, even though he was one of the children of Esav, but nonetheless he converted and he was good to the Jews. By the way, commentaries bring down that Antonunis is none other than the Caesar Marcus Aurelius Antonunis, which befriended Rabbi, and he actually learned Torah under Rabbi, as we see in various Gemaras. And not only Antonunis converted to Judaism, we know that the prophet Ovadia, also Gera Doim Yehoyo, was a person from Edom, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamedtes, Amud Beis brings down. And the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nunvav Amud Aleph 56a says, that Nebuzradan was originally evil, but eventually he converted, and Venofik Minei Rameir, Rameir came out of him. And also, the Gemara writes down in Nun Zayin Amud Beis 57b, that Mibnei Bonav Shel Haman, Lamdu Torah Bivnei Vrak, from the grandchildren of Haman, which was a child of Esav, because Haman is a child of Amalek, and Amalek is a child of Esav, they taught Torah in Bnei Brak. Then we see clearly that out of Esav is going to come out a lot of good, and that good could only happen because Rivka carried Esav and Yaakov in one womb. Meaning that since you, Rivka, are such a holy woman, and you carried Esav and Yaakov in one womb, therefore you are able to influence that the children of Esav will eventually be righteous people, and they'll eventually convert. And that was the consolation that Hashem told Rivka regarding why she had an evil person in her womb. Then Sefer Chen Tov asks a very strong question. He says that according to what we just explained, Hashem told her that it is a good thing that an evil child, Esav, comes out of a righteous womb of Rivka, because Esav will eventually convert. If that is true, then why didn't Hashem make it that Ishmael should come out of the womb of Sarah Imenu? Why did Hashem make it that Ishmael could only come out of the womb of Hagar? And we would have gained that if Ishmael would have come out of the womb of Sarah Imenu, then we would have Ishmaelim converting. We would have Arabs converting, which we don't see nowadays. And we have nowhere in our history or in our Gemaras recorded that anybody from Ishmael eventually converted to Judaism. Sefer Chen Tov explains that it would be impossible to have an evil child in the womb of Sarah Imenu. Meaning, since Sarah Imenu's father and Sarah Imenu's brother were both righteous, because Sarah Imenu is the daughter of Haran, and Rashi on Bereshis chapter 11, verse number 28, where the Pasuk writes down, Vayomos Haron apnei Terach Aviv, that Haron died on the face of Terach his father. Rashi says that we don't translate on the face of Terach his father. We translate the apnei Terach Aviv because of Terach his father. Meaning that Terach went to complain to Nimrod that Avram Avinu broke all the idols. Nimrod said that if Avram Avinu doesn't worship to the fire, then he'll throw him in the pit of fire. And then they asked Haran to worship the god of fire, and Haran was not sure what to do. Haran decided that if Avraham Avinu survives by being thrown in the pit of fire, then he will also be thrown in the pit of fire and not worship the idol. And if Avraham Avinu does not survive, then Haran will worship the idol of fire. Avraham Avinu survived, and Haran was thrown in the pit of fire, and Haran did not survive. Therefore, Terach is the one that caused Haran to die. Therefore, it's written, Apnei Terach Aviyah, because of Terach, their father. But nonetheless, even though Haran was not 100% sure of his belief, and that is the reason why he died, nonetheless, he died al Kiddush Hashem, meaning he died because he would not worship an idol. Therefore, he was a righteous person. And even Lot, that we know, seems not to be so righteous because Lot decides to go to Sdom, but nonetheless, while he is in Sdom, he does Achnosas Orchim, he receives guests. And also, according to Rashi, on Bereshis chapter 19, verse number 3, when the verse says, Umatzo is off of Ayochelu, that he baked matzahs and they ate, Rashi writes down, Pesachoyu, that it was Pesach, meaning that Lot is keeping the Torah even before Torah was given, because he learned that from Avraham Avinu. That means that Lot is also a righteous person. Then Sarah Imenu's father and Sarah Imenu's brother are both righteous, and she is also righteous. Then it's inconceivable that she should bear an evil child. Therefore Hashem had to put that evil child in Hagar. And according to this, Sefer Chen Tov explains the following. Then when the verse says, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, and these are the children of Yitzchak ben Avram, the Torah is saying that in the same way that Avraham Avinu had two children, one good and one evil, so too Yitzchak has two children, one good and one evil. But there is a big difference between the children of Yitzchak and the children of Avram, because the children of Yitzchak both are considered toldos Yitzchak. Both are considered the children of Yitzchak. Even Esav, the evil one, is also considered the child of Yitzchak, as it's written in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 2, Haloi Och Esav LeYaakov, that Esav is a brother to Yaakov. Esav is a brother to Yaakov by birth and also from the same womb. But Ishmael is not a brother to Yitzchak, because Ishmael is not considered a son of Abraham, because the Torah writes down in Bereishis chapter 21, verse number 12,
Ki beYitzchak ikore lechozera, that only through Yitzchak will offsprings be considered yours,
meaning that Yitzchak is the only child that is considered your child. Ishmael is not considered your child. Ishmael is Hagar's child. That's why the pasuk right away says that Avraham holidat Yitzchak, that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, because Ishmael was born when Avraham was Avram, and that is not considered Avraham's child.
And Sefer Chaintoif proceeds to give a proof to this idea,
because it's written on Bereishis chapter 15, verse number 5, where Avraham Avinu is asking for children. Hashem says there, Vayoytze oiso achutzo, he took him outside and he told him to count the stars. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Adorim, the Flamed Beis Amed Aleph, 32a,
where the Gemara there says that Hashem told Avraham, Tzei mastagninus shalcha, get away from your stargazing. Sheroisa bemazolois, that you saw in the stars. She'encha osid lahamid ben, that you are incapable to having children. Hashem told him that is not true. Avram ein loy ben, you're right, Avram has no children. Avol Avraham yesh loy ben, but I will change your name to Avraham, then you'll have a child. Vechen Sarai loy seilet, Sarai will not have a child. Avol Sarah, but Sarah if a hey teilet, she will have a child. Ani koyer lochem shem achar, I will call you by a different name. Veishtane amazel, and your mazel will change, meaning that you looked at the stars and you saw that you can't have a child. You're right. In the way that your name is Avram, you can't have a child. But if your name is going to be Avram, then you are going to have a child. Sefer Chaintoif asks that this is not true, because Avram had his name changed by the age of 99. When Avram is 99 years old, Hashem tells him in chapter 17, verse number 1, that he should do the circumcision and he should change his name from Avram to Avraham. And afterwards, a year later, he had Yitzchak. Then it's true that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, that after he was Avram, he had a child Yitzchak. But the problem is that Avraham Avinu had Ishmael previously, because at that point, when Avraham Avinu is 99, Ishmael is 13, because they both do the circumcision at that point. And the Torah clearly writes down in chapter 17, verse number 25, Vishmael bnoi, that Ishmael his son, ben shloishes reshana, b'imoylo es psar lasoi, is 13 years old when he circumcises. That means that when Avraham Avinu is 99, Ishmael is 13, that means that Avraham Avinu had Ishmael by the age of 86. At the age of 86, Avram was only called Avram. And yet we see that Avram has a child, that Ishmael is born. Then how can the Gemara say that Avram ein loy ben, that Avram has no son, and Avram has a son, when we see clearly that Ishmael was born while Avram was called Avram? Therefore, Sefer Chaintoif says that proves exactly that Ishmael is not considered a son to Avram. True that Avraham Avinu is his biological father, but nonetheless, he is not considered a son to Avram. Ishmael is a son of a slave woman, therefore, he follows the slave woman and he is not considered a son to Avram. Therefore, Sefer Chaintoif says that right after the Torah writes down, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak and Avram, that Yitzchak, son of Avram, also had two children, one good, one evil. The Torah makes a point to write down that Avram holidas Yitzchak, that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. And Rashi says that after Hashem called Avraham, then he gave birth to Yitzchak, meaning that only Yitzchak is considered the son of Avram, but not Ishmael. But Esav is considered a brother to Yaakov, because he is born the same womb, and he is born from the same mother. And the reason why Esav is evil is because Esav is the nephew of Lavan, because Lavan is the brother of Rivka, and that caused Esav to be evil. Then Sefer Chaintoif asks that Yitzchak knew that Lavan is evil,
And Yitzchak also knows the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kaf Yud Omet Aleph, where the Gemara there says the name of Rava, Hanoisa Isha, somebody who marries a woman, Tzorech Sheivdok Ba'acheya, is required to check out her brother, Shenemar, because it's written in Shemos chapter 7, verse number 23, Vayikach Aharon Es Elisheva Bas Aminadov, that Aharon took Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadov, Achois Nachshon, the sister of Nachshon. The Gemara asks, if it's written that she took the daughter of Aminadov, automatically I know that she is the sister of Nachshon, because Nachshon is Nachshon ben Aminadov. Why is it written that she is the sister of Nachshon? The Gemara says, Mikan, from here you learn, Shanoise Isha, Tzorich Sheivdok Bacheo, that somebody who marries a woman is required to check out her brother, because the child is going to get the characteristic of the brother. Then the question is strong. Why did Yitzchak marry Rivka? Since Yitzchak knew that Lavan is an evil person, because Eliezer probably told him everything that happened. If Lavan is an evil person, then we have a question. Why did Yitzchak marry Rivka? And Sefer Chen Tov says that you should not think that Yitzchak married Rivka because he was trying to follow what his father Avram wanted, and that is the reason why Yitzchak married Rivka. He says that to dispel this reason, the Torah writes down that Vayi Yitzchak ben Araboim Shana bekach toyes Rivka, that Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka. What's so special about 40 years old? 40 years old is the age where the Mishnah in Avos, Perik Hey, Mishnah Chavov, says in the name of Beit Tema that Ben Arboim Lebina, that when you are 40 years old, you get wisdom. That means that Yitzchak, when he took Rivka, he didn't just take her without thinking, because he was so infatuated by her looks. He took her because he thought about it and he understood that she is the right woman for him. Then how can that be? How is it possible that he should take Rivka after he found out about her evil brother Lavan? Sefer Chen Tov explains that Yitzchak did this very calculating, with very great wisdom, meaning that Yitzchak already knew of the prophecy that is written on Bereshis Chof Aleph 21, verse number 12, where there Hashem tells Avraham ki beYitzchak ikore lechozera, that only through Yitzchak are the offsprings considered yours. And the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph 31a, explains, it's written beYitzchak, in Yitzchak, veloy kol Yitzchak, and not all of Yitzchak. That means that not all of Yitzchak is going to be considered Avraham Avinu's offspring, because Hashem could have said ki Yitzchak ikore lechozera, that Yitzchak is going to be considered your offsprings. Why does Hashem say ki beYitzchak, in Yitzchak? Therefore, the Gemara says that beYitzchak, in Yitzchak, veloy kol Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak. And that can only be if Yitzchak has an evil child, which that evil child is not considered Avraham Avinu's offspring, as in fact it was, that Yitzchak has Esav, and Esav's children are not considered Avraham Avinu's offsprings. Only Yaakov's children are considered Avraham Avinu's offsprings. Therefore, Yitzchak already knew that it was prophesied that an evil child is going to come out of Yitzchak, because it says ki beYitzchak, in Yitzchak, and automatically not all of Yitzchak. That means that one portion of Yitzchak is not going to be good, and that's going to be Esav. But Yitzchak decided that if that is true, then Yitzchak has to find a way to minimize the damage caused by Esav. He has to find a way to maximize the potential that the child will be tilted to the good. Therefore, he decided that since Rivka Imenu is such a great holy woman, and since she was able to come from Besuel, and she was a sister of Lavan, and she came from Padan Aram, that means that she had special sanctity, special holiness in her, then Yitzchak figured that if it would be through her, then the child won't be as bad. And as a matter of fact, eventually the offsprings of that child will convert and join the Jewish people. Because as we said, that since Rivka Imenu carried Esav and Yaakov. Eventually, children from Esav ended up converting because of the great holiness of Rivka. Therefore, since Yitzchak knows how holy Rivka Imenu is, he prays the Noichach Ishtoi, opposite his wife. And the Medrash Rabbe, Parsha Samach Gimel, Simon Hay explains what was the contents of the prayer of Yitzchak. The Medrash Rabbe says, She'omar LaKodesh Baruch Hu, that he said to Hashem, Kol Bonim Shato Osit literally, that all the children that you are going to give me in the future, Iyum Natsadekas Azois, should be from this righteous woman, meaning that he prayed that all the children that he is going to have should be from Rivka, because Yitzchak knew that any child in the womb of this righteous woman will eventually be influenced by her. And since Yitzchak knew that he's going to have an evil child, Yitzchak didn't want that evil child to come from a different womb like Ishmael came from Hagar. He wanted that all the children that he's supposed to have, even the bad children, should be from this woman, from Rivka Imenu, because Yitzchak saw how holy Rivka is. And Sefer Chentuf continues and says that when it says that he prayed L'noichach Ishtoi, opposite his wife, Ki Akorahi, and we translate it, Ki Akorahi is because she was barren. Sefer Chen Tov explains, Ki Akorahi means that she could remove, she's oker, because he realized that she could remove the influences of Lavan and Besuel. That's why he is praying for her, because she is one that could remove, meaning she is oker, the influences, she removes the influences from Besuel and from Lavan. That's why he prayed that all the children should breathe from her. And then, Vayeter lo Hashem, Hashem answered this prayer, that Hashem made it that the evil child should be born from Rivka. That since he prayed so much that Rivka should be the mother of that evil child, in order for Rivka to be able to influence that child in the future, therefore Hashem answered his prayer, and Vatahar, Rivka Ishtoi, Rivka became pregnant, and she became pregnant with two children, the good child Yaakov and the evil child Esav. But when Rivka Imenu saw that one of her children is running to the house of idolatry, then Rivka Imenu knew that she's going to have two children. But she didn't know why Hashem made it that that child that is going to the house of idolatry, that evil child should be inside her womb. Why didn't Hashem make it that that evil child should come from a different womb? Therefore, she went to consult Hashem. Once she went to consult Hashem, Hashem told her that Shnei Geim Bevitnach, that you are going to have two great men, Rabbi and Tenunis, and according to the opinion, as we mentioned before, then Tenunis converted, and a lot of people are going to convert from Esav. That is the reason why specifically Esav is in your womb, because you are a good influence to Esav, that eventually his offsprings are going to convert to Judaism. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should have the merit of our forefathers and our matriarchs, and we should merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mehera b'yameinu, Amen.